I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to October's Very Own, the month-long podcast about Drake. This is Dan Ozzie from Noisy, and with me is Eric Sunderman.
Hello.
From Noisy.
Yes.
I wanted
to talk about Drake.
Right to our Drake topic today.
Okay, yeah,
we're going to rip the friggin' lid off of this thing.
We've been excited for this one. It's been a
Most of the episodes have been very bad.
Yeah, but this one...
This one is...
You could argue that this topic is kind of what spawned this idea to do this podcast every day for a month. Because this was something we had published on Noisy earlier this year.
Originated on Noisy. We did a theme week called 420 Week.
No, it was called Weed Week.
Weed Week, whatever. We did it around 420. And myself and a former Noisy staffer, Kyle Kramer. Shout out to Kyle Kramer. We dug into what is maybe the biggest conspiracy in hip-hop today.
100%. No questions asked.
And a lot
Forget
of people,
about Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah. A lot of people weren't asking this question.
Nobody did.
Or a lot of people did ask and said, that's very stupid. Like, why would you ask that?
I mean, I think also this is kind of one of those questions or things that's where the writing's been on the wall.
Oh, my
but
God.
Nobody's
it
kind
was
of,
there.
We haven't, nobody's lifted their...
Nobody plucked it out of the ethers.
Yeah, exactly.
But today we're going to do that. And it's banking off of an article we once ran on Noisy called, Does Drake Even Know How to Smoke Weed? We have evidence... We're going to go through it. We have an expert, I would say, to go through it.
The best.
I don't consider myself a weed expert. Eric, maybe, do you consider yourself a weed expert?
I smoke enthusiast. I'm a weed enthusiast.
Okay.
Yes.
But we have a bona fide expert on the show, Krishna Andavolu, who you may know from a Viceland show called Weedikit. You ever heard of it?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
You guys have great radio voices.
Thanks.
I'm sitting here and I'm
You do
like,
too.
Sounds great.
We've been, we've been doing this for a while. Every day for a month.
So, yeah, I'm a weed expert.
Yeah. Yes.
But can you guys explain the problem to me again? Because I've read the article.
What our problem is?
Well, I suppose, what did you bring me in here for? That's the question.
Well, I don't know. You can leave. You're free to leave at any time.
We just want to... We want to know what you think about this conspiracy theory that, I mean, I really think, like, this is a legit conspiracy theory that we kind of figured out.
Let's go through the evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, well, let's go back. What is the conspiracy theory?
The conspiracy theory is that Drake doesn't know how to smoke weed. And we want to present the evidence to you as a weed expert, host of the very popular marijuana-themed TV show Weedikit, and you tell us.
So I can be sort of like the judge.
You're the judge, right? Yeah.
And maybe we're going to present prosecution.
We're going to go like this.
Are you both prosecution?
We're both just going to explain this to you and give our thoughts.
Hold on, I want to set the mood.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think bring your expert knowledge. I mean, Weedikit's done. I had two seasons?
Three seasons. Yeah, we're finishing up a third season.
And
so 26 episodes in 2 years.
Yeah.
A lot of weed episodes.
And the, like, Weedikit.
We haven't yet tackled this question.
Right.
Well,
let us know.
The calls are going to come in, okay? They're going to come from up top.
We thought, Weedikit takes, like, a good approach to marijuana culture and, like, investigating, like, different sides of it. And it's beyond just, like, doing bong rips or, like, how to make a... like a bong out of an apple or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And it and so we thought that, you know, you'd have a good
sure.
thought on whether or not Drake could
smoke. Let's get right into it.
Let's get into it. What's
so
the
let's
evidence
get into it.
So this isn't going to be very good for an audio podcast, but you should follow along by looking our article up on Noisy. It has all the relevant material. Yeah. But first we have a video where he performed with Wiz Khalifa in 2014. Mm-hmm. And I guess we were just setting the stage with demeanor here. General demeanor. Like, yeah. this to me, he's too energetic for a man who just...
He's really wound
him?
Up.
Yeah, that was him. What's
this is a video. That seems to be backstage.
Yes, that
Wiz
was
Khalifa
him.
Smoking pot.
Wiz Khalifa clearly is smoking.
Drake
well,
is
here's
wearing
Drake.
A Utah Jazz jersey and a backwards baseball cap, hopping around.
He's hopping around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got Wiz Khalifa just kind of like, who just straggles in.
Wiz is wearing white sunglasses...
Inside.
He's very skinny.
No, I think
always.
That's like a headband. Oh, that's
no,
white
no,
sunglasses.
They're white
right.
sunglasses. They're his signature white sunglasses.
And again, we're just going to direct you to the body language here. Drake,
sure.
very energetic.
Okay, so what's the idea? That since he's energetic, he could have smoked a heavy sativa.
See, this is why we brought you on.
Well, no, it's a good point, but the video keeps going, actually. So Wiz rolls out here. And he's smoking pot, and Drake just kind of is around him. He's, like, hyping up the crowd, kind of acting as Wiz's hype man.
And he's very hyped.
And so Wiz is going nuts. But then the big moment is later on in the video, which, Dan, if you scroll down, you have a gif of it.
I do.
It's where Drake hits the joint.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, I think I passed it. Here. I made a gif. I say gif, Eric. I don't care.
Here we go.
So look, here's right, Drake taking a hit.
Yeah.
First of all, a couple things here. Do you think he inhaled there? Because, like, look how quickly it comes out after he hits it.
Can you see him exhaling smoke? Because oftentimes you'll hit a blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hit it, you kind of exhale what's in the little bit that's in your mouth, but then all the while you've been inhaling. So that first puff of smoke that you see coming out of his face might just be the initial... Puff,
Krishna.
Well,
I will give you that.
Afterwards.
But
that's
here's my question:
Look at
Wiz Khalifa. Why is he so excited that he got Drake to smoke weed?
That's
interesting. He is literally jumping and spinning around.
Wiz Khalifa was so cool prior to giving.
And now I want to direct you to something else, Krishna. Okay, so here's obviously Wiz very excited. Just look at his face.
Right.
Now look at the crowd taking photos of Drake smoking weed. Why would so many people be taking photos unless this was an atypical occurrence?
Yeah, can I have some context here? Has Drake, you know, been photographed smoking weed? Is this rare?
It's rare.
I feel like you can be like two things in rap. You can be like Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, like I fucking love weed, like I have a weed tattoo across my face, or you can be Drake and just like I'm very private.
I think that's true. I mean, another good example of a rapper who isn't very forward with their marijuana use is Kanye West. Kanye does not speak or rap much, if at all, that I can think of about smoking weed. About anything within that world, he'll rap about like getting fucked up, but not anything specific to marijuana. So it's not like Drake's alone in this approach, but it's just like he just kind of looks like a.
He looks like a dork.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like a herd.
Like the way that he's hitting this blunt too.
He looks like he's trying to be he's a nerd at a party and he's trying to be cool by saying, "All right, fine." He's giving in to peer pressure. Giving in to peer pressure.
And he's got like kind of like a little weird like puff or like duck face almost with his mouth.
Yeah, he's not enjoying.
He doesn't know how to do it. And I think that Dan's point, like, look at Wiz's face.
Yeah, Wiz
he's like, oh my god,
I got him to do it.
What nobody else thought was possible. Imagine if he had like passed it to him and on stage Drake was just like, no.
He's like, no man, don't do that, man.
But then again, like, look how excited the crowd is.
Sure.
Look at this man right here.
Yeah. Is that Drake? That actually
looks like Drake in the crowd.
Well, that's another conspiracy.
I mean,
to quote
the article, that guy looks like he just witnessed his team winning the World Series.
Yeah, that's true.
So
okay, so let's move on to exhibit.
Okay, no. Let's let's. I guess more context is needed for me.
Okay,
in a sense. Is it okay if Drake doesn't smoke weed?
Sure.
That's
definitely. Dan doesn't smoke weed.
You don't smoke weed? Okay.
No. That's why I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
Yeah, we're not out to make fun of Drake.
No. I'm actually We talked about in one episode, like, what I think of Drake, and I said that I kind of feel bad for him.
Wait, yeah. Why are you guys doing so many podcasts about Drake?
Krishna, to sum it up,
Drake is a cultural figure that can be applied to any situation in
it doesn't matter. Every day we're talking about Drake this month.
Is it that Drake, in a way, can stand in for yourself, right?
Like, yeah, 100%.
We've all had that moment where your friend who smokes more weed than you passes you weed. Performatively, you have to be like, yeah, I'm like, cool, yeah, I'll take a hit of that.
I get where Drake is coming
from. And then but you kind of half-ass it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe he doesn't like smoking weed while he performs.
That's a good point.
There was a story that he canceled a show in Amsterdam, and I think that they said it was because he ate bad sushi. Yeah. But I mean...
Weren't there like rumors going around that it was because he got too stoned?
He got too stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For getting too
stoned. No, that's what I'm saying. But I think he said officially, I ate bad sushi.
Oh.
But the rumor was that he got too I mean, it's Amsterdam.
So okay, so let's take that to sort of its logical endpoint. So he maybe likes to smoke weed. Although his face doesn't show that. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He just has weird weed smoking face, which I'm sure a lot of people do.
That's a thing.
It's like bitter beer face.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like doing it while he performs because maybe it gives him panic attacks. Maybe he can't remember the lyrics to his songs. Maybe some people get in the zone when they smoke weed. Some people get kicked out of the zone. So a lot, you know, different people have different reactions to smoking pot.
Also, I guess it would be intimidating. I mean, I smoke weed every day of my life, I would be scared to smoke Wiz Khalifa's weed.
That's true.
I would be.
I've smoked some very powerful weed from rappers' camps.
Yeah,
what was the most powerful weed you ever smoked? How many pots have you smoked, Krishna?
That's a great question. Well, okay, so I was at a festival in New York in like 2004 called Amsterjam. Mm-hmm. You might not even heard of this festival. It was a very short-run festival sponsored by something. But the whole idea was that there were like mashups. This was back when mashups were cool.
Like Girl Talk.
You guys remember that?
Yeah.
So it's like mashups. So it's like two artists. So I was there backstage because a friend of mine was friends with someone in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were gonna mash up with Snoop Dogg. So Snoop Dogg's people are all around me also, and I think his uncle maybe hands me a blunt, and I smoke it, and it was like the entirety of the stage was taking off like a spaceship. First of all, like Snoop Dogg's backline band is just fucking phenomenal. I think Bootsy Collins was playing the bass too, or I imagine that. I don't know. In either case, that was the most powerful weed I had to that point smoked in my life. So you know, I think there's good reason to be cautious.
Yeah, nervous when about doing that.
Erring on the side of caution. I mean, he wants to get through the show.
Yeah, and Drake's a showman. Mm-hmm. You know,
but he's also not afraid to show his nerdier side, right? He's a huge dork.
Oh, 100%.
And like his musical thematics are all about his sensitivity and general dorkiness.
Yeah, he's not afraid.
So I'm actually kind of surprised that he would, if he isn't comfortable with smoking weed, that he would even assent or say yes. Would he be like, listen, Wiz, I'm cool. This is my concert also, by the way.
Yeah. Do you think beforehand, maybe... This is why Wiz was so excited. Maybe beforehand, Drake was like, hey, man, when we get out there, I don't really want to smoke weed. So like, if you could not offer it to him. And then Wiz put him on the spot, and he had to smoke. And that's why Wiz was so excited.
Oh, man.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
then.
All right. Can we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay.
Exhibit B.
So wait, what did we establish there? Dork face?
Yeah, dork face.
Not no a great inhale. Inhale. Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa's questionable excitement inhale. About it. And then his fans' excitement as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Good recap. Moving on. Exhibit
B, we have this Lil Wayne video from the Up and Smoke tour. I think the biggest takeaway here is again another quick puff, not much of an inhale there.
Right, he blows out the smoke within milliseconds.
He brings it in his mouth and
it's a very quick drag,
it from his mouth.
Yeah, he and Wayne, for context for our listeners who aren't watching this with us,
they're literally sitting on the stage.
Yeah, and Weezy had passed him the blunt or a joint. I can't tell what it is. It's definitely a blunt. If Lil Wayne is a blunt, and he smokes it, and he exhales immediately, and then he does kind of like this weird like little head nod.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's like, oh yeah.
He's like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, yeah. It's like an eyebrow.
Also, the stage is just covered in smoke. I think this is the Up and Smoke tour. No, yeah. What was it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Covered in. There's like fog machines aplenty over here.
Mm-hmm.
Compensating for something? I don't know. Maybe. So again,
the forced smile too here is very like. I mean, think about it this way.
But so Lil Wayne, I have to say that he has a dorky smile. Everything he does looks a little dweeby to me.
Oh, 100%.
So maybe we're just painting the same brush. Well, anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I think there's also something interesting to think about where Lil Wayne is Drake's mentor, and so like he's sitting. Or Wayne's sitting down and Drake's like crouching next to him and he's like trying to like look cool and not want to like embarrass himself as like as Wayne's prodigy.
It's sort of his like Yoda.
And, yeah, like, right. Yoda. And he's trying to like be cool, but he's like.
But so the thing like that we bring up in this article is if he is just pretending to smoke weed, does Lil Wayne know about it? Is if this is a conspiracy. Does it go all the way up to Young Money, all the way to the top of Young Money with Lil Wayne?
You know, that's a good question.
Well, yeah. I mean, or do you think he's just been lying to Lil Wayne the whole time?
Oh, if he gets caught in that lie.
I don't know if Lil Wayne is the most, like, he doesn't observe things quite that well from what I've read.
Yeah, I think that's a safe option.
Also, I want to point out something that we didn't even point out in the article, is that, like Wiz... Lil Wayne's doing the sunglasses on stage. Drake still does not do the sunglasses.
It's bright on stage.
It's bright.
We're through the looking glass right now. Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Because we have a lot more.
Yeah, do we know? What about his lyrics? Right? Oh, there we go.
Well, we're going to get there.
Should we just first of all, no.
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's go
to the text. You know what I'm saying? We're just looking. Right now, we're just looking.
So here's something that I find an interesting similarity here. On 2011's Crew Love, he says, smoking weed under star projectors, I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. And I think that, like, looking at the stars when you're stoned is, like, the most cliche thing. It's like, whoa, man. Yeah. Well, I'm listening to Pink Floyd and smoking weed and looking at the stars.
Then to again, be fair, though, looking at the stars when you're stoned is awesome.
Sure. Okay. But then he was on A$AP Rocky's fucking Problems, and he says, ain't a fucking sing-along unless you brought the weed along, or we can stare up at the stars and put the Beatles on. So if there's anything more cliche to do while smoking weed...
These are baby boomer references.
Absolutely.
Right?
This is like he Googled, what do people do when they smoke
marijuana.
And
these are his only two... I was doing some research before this as well to make sure... But as far as I could tell, these are the only two references that Drake has
literally,
to smoking weed
In
all of his music.
Huh.
This is like if he went to Bing and was just like...
Well, it kind of sounds like he's making fun of weed.
A little bit.
Ooh.
He sounds like he's making fun of pot, which is interesting, actually.
Well, how does he sing it in the song?
Pot can be corny, right? Like, weed can be 100%. Totally corny.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm losing something in the context of reading it. How does he sing these lines?
Kind of actually how you said them. Smoking weed under the star projectors. I guess we'll never know what that Harvard guy does. It ain't a fucking sick one until you brought the weed along. Or we can stare up at the stars and put the Beatles on. Like, they're not.
I like Krishna's theory that it's...
I think
he's poking fun at weed culture. Or he's saying...
Yeah, but Crew Love is a pretty earnest song. Like, that's like a song about, like, making it to the top. Like, it's from Take Care. It's like... It's got the Weeknd on it. It's like me and my crew.
We made it.
They're like all together smoking weed, being like, we never got to Harvard, so we don't know what the privilege of Ivy League, Ivory Tower education will get us.
Right.
However, we have each other. Is that the message?
Pretty much, yeah.
So that doesn't sound like he's making
fun. No, it doesn't sound.
It's like a weed brings the crew together, right? Yeah. It brings the people.
The second song, Fucking Problems, makes me think that he's poking fun at it.
But you can do both. You can smoke weed and make fun of smoking weed.
Yeah.
I do that all the time because it is inherently funny to smoke pot and get stoned.
On Weedekit, Viceland, at what time is it?
It's at 10:30 on Tuesday.
10:30 on Tuesday night.
Are we going live? That's a good station ID.
All right. And the last piece of evidence we have here is a story I'm going to tell you. Drake one time, you know those guys that do crazy vape tricks on Instagram and formerly Vine and YouTube and all that stuff? You know those guys?
Yeah, the crazy vape
tricks guys. You know those fucking guys?
That shit.
So apparently...
I love that stuff.
It's so cool. Sick. It's really cool.
It's so sick.
And apparently Drake saw one of them, this like 21-year-old guy, and he like hit him up in the DMs and like apparently flew him to his house in LA to like teach him how to do
vape tricks.
This
guy's 21 years old.
Yeah. And Drake's like a 31-year-old man. 30-year-old man.
A few more days.
So I don't know what I don't know. I'm not taking that away because honestly, I'm looking at these vape tricks right now. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Just some like get him on the horn. Let's get this guy in here.
Yeah. Kind of, but like, why would he need to be taught unless no one taught him?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm an avid weed smoker, and I can blow a smoke ring just from the number of times that I've messed around doing it.
I want to just pause you right there, Drake. We have a smoke ring blower in the building. Come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast, Drake.
I'll show you, man.
Come on the podcast.
We pretty much just begged Drake to come on
every single episode. Has he written back yet?
Not yet.
The OVO people listening. We hear that you're listening. We got sources.
If you're reading this, it's not
okay.
Late.
So blowing smoke with the vape god. I think that's not a point for either direction. That's just something I think any one of us would do if we had the time and the money
and the means and to just be like he DM'd him on Instagram. So he was probably fucking around on Instagram. He saw this cool
He was
cool
just searching
vape.
For vape tricks.
And he was like, oh, this guy's cool. Hey, you want to come out to my house?
The first time
I was like, yes.
Definitely. What's that like Amazon Instant or whatever called when they like, you can get something delivered that day? I ordered a microphone on Amazon and it got delivered like within 2 hours. And that blew my mind. I feel like if I was Drake, and I had somebody from Instagram come to my house. Like, if I just flew them to my house.
Yeah, might as well.
That's like you're the Drake. Rich person's equivalent of Amazon.
Well, so I think that's kind of all the... So
we've presented our evidence.
This is our case.
Okay, so here's... All right.
So what do you think?
I think that Drake does not smoke weed.
Okay, all right.
I don't think it's something he likes to do. He obviously doesn't talk about it very much. I think the textual evidence probably speaks the most volumes to me, given that even in my short period of time making stuff, most of my shit's about weed.
Right.
So if you're into it and you want to do it, it's gonna be part of what you talk about. I think maybe if we were to compare that to, say, Lil Wayne's body of work and how many times weed is mentioned in there.
Yeah, it's quite different.
It's a lot. I think that I get it just solely based upon the not smoking on stage stuff and like being a corny loser who like tries to look cool smoking a blunt. That doesn't convince me he doesn't smoke weed. That just convinces me he doesn't want to smoke weed while he's on stage. However, even if he was comfortable doing it and didn't want to do it on stage, he'd still at least comport himself or he'd display the ability to smoke pot, which clearly,
but that
or even the
feel,
volition
that,
to not smoke pot.
Do you know if he, do you think he knows how?
Well, okay.
Or do you think he doesn't like to do it?
Maybe he doesn't know how. Right, because like the first time...
Which is why he hired that vape expert.
The first time I smoked pot, I did not know how to do it. I didn't get stoned. Like,
I don't think anybody does. I mean, you got to kind of like train yourself on how to
just
do
hold
it,
the
you
smoke
know?
In and breathe it out and then just chill out for a second. And be like, oh, yeah, it's different now.
That's what it means. It's funny, too, because Drake's music, like especially the production of it all, is like... It's fucking awesome for being stoned.
Krishna, do you feel comfortable? Like, if Drake is listening, would it be fair to say to offer your services as a weed expert if he is interested in learning.
Yeah, I guess I'll make a I'll make an Instagram video of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you make an Instagram video.
So, Drake, if you're listening,
yeah,
you can come and have a veritable weed celebrity teach you how to smoke. No judgment.
Okay. Yeah, no judgment.
No judgment.
Again, once again, we're not judging anything about Drake if he doesn't want
no,
like, to
No, we're
smoke.
Just saying that he looks like a dork.
He just
which
does
is
look,
fine. Because yeah, he does.
Cut
yeah.
to this montage where Krishna is like training him on his bike and it's he's like taking the yeah. training wheels off.
Like, it's like a Rocky
yeah, it's like a Rocky
training montage. But that's a good idea, period.
I think Drake should go on Weedekit.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, come on.
You know, you can come, you can do an episode of OVO.
You know what? Maybe we'll do an episode about Toronto. That's his hometown.
Yeah, there we go.
Weed is going to be legal in Canada throughout the country next year.
Right.
Toronto's having a lot of weird weed shit go down.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be our guide through Toronto. However, he would know nothing about weed.
Yeah, you would have to teach him.
Tell him, right. That's chill, I guess.
And you were just filming in India, right?
I was in India for the last like month.
That's so cool. We're out of time right now.
That's the kind of stuff you sleep with, I think, actually.
We've got a little bit.
All right, so conclusion, doesn't smoke weed.
Doesn't smoke weed, might not know how.
Definitely doesn't know how. Mm. Is not comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
But. And so it's weird because he's in hip-hop, which has been historically a very weed-friendly genre.
Well, I think one of the cool things about this is that, like, Drake, you've talked about this before, is, like, sort of reinventing or questioning the stereotypes of, like, what a male in hip-hop is. Like, cool. Men can be sensitive, men can talk about their feelings. I think it's cool to challenge the status quo of hip-hop and be like, you know what? You don't have to smoke weed. Yeah. Is Drake the, maybe we should have called this, is Drake the first straight-edge rapper? I'm sure there's been straight-edge rappers before, but...
He's also not straight-edge.
He drinks.
And he's vocal about that.
Drake, come on the podcast.
Yeah, just come answer our questions.
Well, anyways, this has been, I think, the most productive episode of October.
Yeah, we got a lot done. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Catch.
I still don't understand why we're doing this. But
I don't think
fun.
We do. We don't.
Krishna is on Weedekit on Viceland Tuesdays at 10:30. You can watch that. And Eric is on...
I'm on Twitter.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can let us know what you think about does Drake smoke weed? Does he not? Let us know on Twitter at Noisy Music. Leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts.
Subscribe and
we'll talk to you next time. Bye.